I'm at the Kilrush Marina and in the modernised boatyard where there are large units repairing and maintaining all sorts of different craft up to 40 tonnes in weight. There are companies who carry out repairs and maintenance to marine diesels and all the electronic and electrical equipment which is found on boats these days. But also in one of the large units is a master boat builder, Stephen Morris, originally from New Zealand.
I left school at 15 and I served a 10,000 hour apprenticeship with a boat builder, a family boat building business on the outskirts of Auckland in New Zealand. So finished my apprenticeship when I was 21 and left New Zealand 3 or 4 months after finishing my apprenticeship. When I came to Ireland, I was hitchhiking. One of the very first lifts I got was with a Donegal fisherman. So I had no particular plans of what I was going to do for the coming winter, so he offered me work. So I ended up rigging nets with him for the winter, and then in the spring we went cod fishing. And late in the spring we actually travelled from Donegal down to West Clare here, fishing, following fish. And he ended up staying, moving his family down here. I ended up sort of staying for a while. I sort of came and went. I spent a bit of time in Cornwall building fishing boats and ended up coming back here.
And Stephen showed me the latest boat he's building.
What we're looking at here is a partly framed out Dublin Bay 21, which was a design from 1898 or so by a man called Alfred Mill, famous Scottish yacht designer. He designed this boat for the Dublin Bay Sailing Club, and there were 7 of them built originally, between about 1901, I think, and 1905, around that time. 7 sisters were built, all in Dublin, and they raced on Dublin Bay up until the 1980s.
And what was special about them? What's the appeal of rebuilding something like this?
I guess the appeal is that someone's paying me to do it. And that because they sailed for so long, lots of people sailed in these boats. So there's a strong cohort of retired Dublin people that grew up and have fond memories of sailing on Dublin Bay in these boats. So I guess that's where the impetus is coming from, to rebuild the fleet. The lines plan that we're working from is the original Alfred Mill drawing from, I think it's dated 1898. And we're using a different construction method for the rebuild. The original boats were built very traditionally. They were carvel planked on sawn oak frames and steamed ribs. And they were high maintenance boats, really. They needed constant attention, which was fine back in the day, but now everyone's so busy and everyone's lives are so busy. So what we wanted to do, what the people that are paying me to do the job, what they wanted was a low maintenance construction method. Also, they have plans of shipping these boats off to the Mediterranean for regattas. So they want them to be able to withstand those sort of temperatures and those sort of conditions, which really the old carvel construction struggles with. So the design is the Dublin Bay 21, and the 21 refers to the waterline length, which is 21 feet. From stem to stern, they measure 33 feet long. It's an old-fashioned design, so there's long overhangs, bow and stern. To crew them, there's a small little cockpit and a very small cabin. So I would say, really, you would sail with a minimum of 3 and a maximum of probably 4. And the cockpit is starting to fill up then. She'd be twice the weight of a comparable boat of similar length, a modern boat. She's very narrow, which made her easily driven. An elegant-looking boat. I mean, I think to most people's eye, these older designs had a sort of elegance about them compared to a modern boat, which tends to be a bit more functional-looking, not quite as pretty, not quite so much an eye to the aesthetic side of it, more to the functional side of things. She carries a massive sail area to drive that weight. She's very narrow, so she's easily driven. I think where the modern boats probably win out is that they have a very efficient rig. The rig in these boats, not to get too technical, was a gaff rig, which became more or less, we could say, obsolete in about the early 1900s. And the big change was to Bermudan rig, which is the sail plan that most people would be familiar with. That's the tall, triangular-shaped sails, which is a more efficient windward rig. So that where a modern yacht would have an advantage over this design is sailing to windward. The gaff rig is not quite so efficient.
And what timbers are these?
Okay, so the centerline, the backbone there, if you like, mm-hmm. is Iroko, which is a West African hardwood. And the frames that we're looking at, the mahogany there, that's African mahogany also. The planking will be yellow cedar, which is coming in from Northwest America. So they're the three main timbers, Iroko, African mahogany, and yellow cedar. Because we're gluing the timber with a very high grade of synthetic glue, we want to keep the timber as dry as possible, so we're trying to avoid de-steaming whenever we can. You know, So it's all laminating. Once you have the laminate at the correct size, it's pretty straightforward, really, you know, just to make sure to put the hardener and the glue. I've been talking to the owners for over a year now, but work really started when I began lofting, which was the business of scaling up the drawings, the Alfred Milne's line plan, full size, which is what we're looking at there on the floor. So that began in July. The first timber arrived in September, and we started laminating timber in September.
And when will it be finished?
Well, the target date for to have her launched is next June.